Okay, so today we're diving into something I think pretty fundamental to how we make sense of the world, like just understanding the role of science and how it's being perceived, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like more and more these days there's this trend towards just dismissing science, as if it's just another opinion. And
Yeah, exactly. And to try to unpack this whole thing, we're going to focus on someone who has a really interesting perspective on it, Alexandra van Huffelen.
right, she's got this amazing background. She's been in Dutch politics, and now she's leading Radboud University. And
Plus, she's really aware of what's happening internationally, especially in the US when it comes to science and research and education. So she kind of brings all these different viewpoints together.
yeah, and we've got some great material to work with here. We're going to look at her career trajectory, and there's this recent interview where she really dives into this whole topic of discrediting science. So,
Should be a fascinating deep dive.
absolutely.
So, to kick things off, why don't we just give everyone a quick overview of who Alexandra van Huffelen is, just so we're all on the same page.
Sure. So right now she's the chair of the board at Radboud University. She took on that role on February 1st, 2025,
And
and
just before that, on November 13th, 2024, she became the party chair of D66.
right. So that's kind of where she is now. But before all that, she had a pretty extensive career in government.
Yeah, so she was the State Secretary for Kingdom Relations and Digitalization from 2022 to 2024.
And before that, she was the State Secretary of Finance between 2020 and 2022.
Wow, so she's been right in the thick of things in Dutch politics for a while now.
Absolutely. And even before those roles, she was a member of the Senate and a municipal councillor in Rotterdam. So she's really seen how things work from different angles.
Yeah, that's a lot of experience dealing with complex issues. I mean, it's got to give you a pretty unique perspective.
For sure.
Okay, so now let's get into the heart of it. How does Alexandra van Huffelen view this trend of discrediting science, especially from a Dutch perspective?
Well, in this interview, she was pretty clear about her concerns. There's this sentiment out there that science is just an opinion, and she even called it a creeping killer, which is,
Yeah, I remember that that's a really striking phrase.
it is. It really captures this sense of like a slow and steady erosion of trust in science.
And it makes you think, like, what happens if people just start dismissing well-established scientific findings as if they're just personal opinions?
Right. It really undermines the whole foundation of how we make decisions, both individually and as a society.
And she was really concerned about the impact on critical thinking. You know, if we can't even agree on basic facts based on evidence, how do we move forward?
Exactly. And she also emphasized the importance of fundamental research, for things like medicine and AI development.
Yeah, that's crucial. I mean, those are areas where scientific advancements can really drive progress.
Absolutely. And she made a really interesting point connecting all this to the idea of a democratic state.
Oh, right. How so?
Well, she argues that if you have a society where critical thinkers are being silenced and research is being restricted or underfunded, it really weakens the foundations of a democracy.
I see what you mean, because in a democracy, informed decision making is so important, and that relies on having access to reliable information.
Precisely.
So it's not just about science itself, it's about the broader implications for how we function as a society.
Right.
Now, shifting gears a bit, let's look at her perspective as the president of Radboud University. I mean, that's a pretty unique position to be in when talking about the value of science.
Yeah, and in the interview, she talked about how inspiring it is to see the passion and dedication of the students and researchers there.
Yeah, I can imagine that's got to be pretty energizing.
But she also expressed some serious concerns about the budget cuts that universities are facing.
Right, because if you're trying to promote science and research and you're constantly dealing with funding issues, it's got to be an uphill battle.
Exactly. And she frames it as part of this bigger picture of science being undervalued. If society isn't willing to properly invest in research, it sends a message about its priorities.
And she brought up a really important point about how this could impact the Netherlands' standing in the world.
Right. She's worried that the Netherlands could lose its position as a leader in research and education if these trends continue.
And that would have serious consequences for their economy and their ability to compete globally, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The Netherlands has always been known for its innovation and its contributions to science, so losing that edge would be a huge setback.
Yeah, it's something we should all be paying attention to.
Definitely.
So let's zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture internationally, because Van Huffelen was also pretty vocal about her concerns about what's happening in the US.
Right. She specifically mentioned things like research being restricted censorship and drastic budget cuts for researchers.
Yeah, there was even that New York Times article about the potential dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, that's.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. And to understand why that's even on the table, we need to look at some of the arguments coming from the Republican Party.
Okay, so what are they saying?
Well, there's a few key things they emphasize. Limited government fiscal responsibility and local control over education.
Yeah.
You know, instead of federal mandates coming from Washington.
So it's about reducing the role of the federal government and giving more power to individual states.
Exactly. And then there's this more recent idea of a counter-revolution against what they see as a hostile and nihilistic bureaucracy within the federal government.
And what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's connected to concerns about woke agendas, DEI programs, and parental rights in education. You know, they feel like the federal government is pushing an agenda that doesn't align with their values.
I see. So they're pushing back against what they see as overreach from the federal government.
Yeah. And the article specifically mentioned how Trump is considering an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education.
Wow. And apparently he's also instructed his potential education secretary to get rid of DEI programs.
Right. And his campaign website has been critical of how gender and transgender issues are being handled in schools. And he's even threatened to defund schools that allow what he calls illegal protests, which probably refers to demonstrations related to the conflict in Gaza.
So it's a pretty significant shift in priorities away from federal support for education.
It is. And this is exactly the kind of thing that Van Hufflin finds so troubling. You know, she sees it as a devaluation of education and science at a fundamental level.
Yeah, and her reaction to these developments in the U.S. was pretty strong. She called them terrible and a step towards breaking down the foundations of society.
Right. She really emphasized the importance of basic education like literacy and numeracy and the crucial role of scientific research for a functioning society, for economic productivity, for communication. I mean,
yeah, it's clear she sees it as essential for so many aspects of our lives.
Absolutely.
Now, there was an interesting question raised in the interview about how all this might actually benefit Dutch universities.
Right. Former Defense Minister Kajsa Ollongren brought up the idea that with all these changes happening in the U.S., maybe Dutch institutions could become a more attractive destination for top international talent.
Like American scientists who are looking for a more supportive environment.
Exactly. And Van Hufflin seemed open to the idea. She even talked about exploring funding options to make it happen.
So it's like a potential brain gain for Europe as a result of these shifts in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a fascinating possibility.
Okay, so let's bring it back to the Netherlands now, because there's this whole debate happening here about budget cuts for higher education.
And Van Hufflin has been very vocal about her opposition to these cuts, especially since they would reverse previous investments in the sector.
Right. She sees it as part of this bigger trend of undervaluing science and education, not just in the Netherlands, but globally.
Mm-hmm. And there were even concerns raised in the interview about whether these cuts are even legal, given previous agreements with universities.
Yeah, that adds a whole other layer to the issue.
It does. And she also pointed out the potential impact on the Dutch workforce. You know, if you have reduced funding and fewer international students, it could create shortages in key sectors like semiconductors and healthcare.
Yeah, especially in regions like Nijmegen that rely on those industries.
Exactly. And then there's the whole discussion about the de-internationalization of higher education in the Netherlands.
Right, this idea of shifting away from English and focusing more on Dutch.
And Van Hufflin is strongly against that. She sees English as essential for science and international collaboration, especially for a university like Radboud that's so close to the German border.
It's tough because on the one hand, you want to encourage international graduates to stay in the Netherlands, so emphasizing Dutch makes sense.
But on the other hand, you need to attract and educate enough skilled individuals to meet the demands of the workforce.
So it's a balancing act.
It is, and I think Van Hufflin is trying to find that middle ground.
Yeah, it's a complex issue for sure.
It is.
Now, towards the end of the interview, the conversation turned to the role of science in advising policymakers, particularly on complex issues like AI.
Right. Marien Doctrum, the president of the Royal Netherlands Academy of Arts and Sciences, brought up that question.
Now, what was Van Hufflin's take on it?
She emphasized the importance of scientists working together across disciplines and providing concrete examples to illustrate their points.
So not just theoretical ideas, but practical applications.
Exactly. And she specifically mentioned the development of a Dutch large language model, GTPNL, as an example of this kind of collaboration.
And what's interesting about that is it's not just about having a Dutch AI model. It's about having the expertise to develop it independently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It speaks to that idea of national independence that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, being able to make your own decisions based on your own knowledge and expertise. And Van Huffelen was also really focused on the ethical considerations and practical applications of AI, you know, like how it could be used to improve access to social benefits. So it's about using science to make a real difference in people's lives.
Exactly. And ultimately, she sees it as essential for informed policymaking and national independence.
So having a strong scientific foundation is crucial for a country's ability to navigate the complexities of the modern world.
Absolutely.
So to sum it all up for our listeners, Alexander Van Huffelen views this trend of discrediting science as a really serious threat.
With far-reaching consequences for how we understand the world, for a nation's economic competitiveness, and even for the stability of democratic institutions.
And her perspective is shaped by her experience in Dutch politics, her leadership at Radboud University, and her awareness of what's happening internationally.
Especially in the U.S., where there seems to be a real shift in how science and education are being valued.
So we want to leave you with this question to think about: what can individuals do to support and promote the value of science and evidence-based decision-making in their own communities?
Because ultimately, it's about recognizing that science isn't just about facts and figures. It's about how we make sense of the world around us and how we build a better future.
And that's something we all have a stake in.
Definitely.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into a really important topic.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep those critical thinking skills sharp.
Absolutely.
And remember, science matters.
It really does.